Welcome to the Rockstar Achievers Podcast. Are you ready to be a rock star? Achieve incredible success in your life, business, and career? Learn the inside scoop on how these rockstar achievers have jumped over hurdles, plowed through roadblocks, scaled their dreams to great heights, and made powerful changes within their communities. And here's your Rockstar Achievers host, Catherine M. White, the Rockstar Maker and founder of Accelerated Results 365.
Welcome, and thank you for joining us for another incredible episode of Rockstar Achievers with our special guest today, Evelyn Van Es, who is an international business and life coach, sparring partner, speaker, author, and creator of Signature for Success, in which she helps her clients get to the core of their being and translate it into their work and business. Evelyn has a corporate background in change management and management development, and is also an experienced C-suite sparring partner. From 2018 on, she started mentoring a team of certified Signature for Success career and business coaches. Evelyn is based in the Netherlands. She studied business communication at the Academy of Journalism. And after graduating, she also obtained her doctoral degree at the Free University of Amsterdam, majoring in culture, organization, and management. Welcome to our show today.
Thank you so much, Catherine. It's lovely to be here.
You're welcome. It's my pleasure. We've got a lot for you to share today, and a lot to dig into. So let's go ahead and start with the kind of the basics here, and tell us about your corporate career, what you did, and how did that lead you up to where you are today?
Yes, thank you for asking that. Yes, I have a corporate background in change management. From the beginning on, after my university, I started working in roles where I was leading teams, and usually within the area of HR, management development, communication director roles, and always within change management roles. And what I truly loved in my career in that corporate world was working with people, because I love people and I used to really focus on building a team and helping people to really flourish in their role. And that was really what made me happy back then. And of course, in that corporate environment, you have a lot of other stuff that is going on that you have to deal with. But to be honest, my true passion was working with the people that I was working with. And I think that is the most important reason I switched my career from corporate to building my own business. So that's what the foundation is of what I do today.
Tell us more about what it is that you do today. How does that, you said that builds the foundation of your business. How so?
Yeah. Well, first, in 2006, which is already 15 years ago, I started to work all by myself because I became a mother of two girls, and I was really juggling and finding a way how to build my life, my working life, and to combine that with my business. And for me, that was an important reason. And also, I really felt that there was a lot of stuff, as I just explained, that was going on in that corporate world that I wasn't really fond of. I loved working with teens and people and really let them thrive in what they were doing. And so I focused first on doing some interim work, so being more independent and being able to kind of determine my own calendar. But still, I kept myself in about 9-10 years in that corporate environment, working as an interim manager. And the end of 2014 was my last assignment within that corporate world. And I completely started all over from scratch with a new business as a business and life coach. And the reason I made that switch, because that really what happens a lot with most of us, that we make, you know, these huge transformations in life when life-changing events happen. And that's something that happened in my life. My partner back then got sick with cancer, and that was really my wake-up call to follow my heart and to really focus on what I loved most. And that is working with people and really helping them to get the best out of themselves and to follow their heart, because that's really what was something that I've always been passionate and also talented in. And so it was a true pleasure to be able to completely focus on that and to build my business. And it was exciting at the time too, because I was completely starting from scratch, working with entrepreneurs and helping them really get to the core of their being and to translate that into their business. Because that's what I do, is I help people to really follow their own path in their business instead of copying what others do, but really bring out their uniqueness and to translate that into their business. And that's what you see, what gives people fulfillment. And that's what I've discovered in my own life, is to really get to a point where you do what you truly love and what really gives you fulfillment. And that makes you stop having that nagging question about, you know, is this all there is? Or is there maybe something better? Or always having that, you know, that feeling that this is not completely fulfilling. And for me, that is just extremely liberating, to be at a point in life where I gotten to that point, and to be able to help others to make that same transition is amazing, to be able to do that.
Mm-hmm. Well, you had said that you started from scratch, and you also said that it was exciting. So I'm curious if there were any type of fears that you faced as you were jumping into this new part of your life.
Yeah. Well, actually, I have not really been fearful in my life, because I don't really stay awake at night because I have worries about my business or how to do it, because I love to take a deep dive and, you know, take the leap and jump in something new, and I'm quite adventurous in that sense. But of course it is exciting in a sense that, you know, being a single mom, because I separated almost 10 years ago, and so for me, you know, growing up these girls and having, you know, having to deal with everything and having all these responsibilities and then doing that. But it's also when you really feel that it's so pure from within, that passion in doing what you do, you just do it. You just go and do it. And so I've never really doubted about the path that I was going. But of course, there have been ups and downs, you know, because I can remember when I started my coaching business, I thought, you know, I'm going to, you know, do this just within a couple of months. And that's not how it works, because you have to, you know, yeah, of course, you have a huge experience and you have life experience. You have experience working with individuals and teams for over 20 years back then already. But it is, you know, being that free entrepreneur and just stepping into that world of being, you know, being all by yourself and working with these entrepreneurs has definitely been a journey of ups and downs. But I've never been to a point where I was extremely fearful, because I love that question, because for me, you know, really tapping into that deep, deep, deep trust deep down in myself has always been, you know, leading me through everything that I've been through in life. And I think if you can find that source deep within you, where you can find that's where I think you also tap into your self-confidence there. And it doesn't mean that sometimes it can be a little bit scary, because you don't know what's happening next. But I think it's choosing love over fear is something that, you know, I use that a lot in my business too with clients. And it's something I think I continuously do myself, is choosing love over fear.
Mm-hmm. Do you find that with your clients when you're working with them and you're helping them to make this decision and make this transition into something that they love? Do you come across clients that get stuck in that fear mode or other things that are holding them back?
Oh, definitely, definitely. And because sometimes people have a question about how they want to grow their business or how they want to take next steps, and they're so stuck in patterns that are not actually, you know, something that is part of their own nature, but that's something that's been, you know, even from going back to their family and their, you know, maybe one of their parents or people that they've surrounded themselves with, that, you know, that they kind of, you know, taken it as if it's part of them. And definitely, and I think that's one of the most important things I do in my work, is help people to really get to the core of their being and to see what they're doing and to see what patterns they have that are actually distracting them, or the stories that they're telling themselves that are not from their heart, but they're from their head, that they're telling themselves, and that are kind of, you know, that make them fearful. And once you really get to the core of your being, you know, that's where you find peace. That's where you really find peace. And that's so pure. And if you can really tap into that, and to see what you're doing and to see how you keep your stories alive and the patterns that you keep on repeating, then you can free yourself from what is going on. And so it definitely is a matter of having a deeper understanding and a deeper feeling of how you've been living your life, and how you've, you know, I think it's the same for you, things that you've been through in the past and that you've been through your family, and we all have that in our lives. But once you get to a point where you can really see what is yours, what is truly yours, and what we have adapted from, you know, our environment, that helps you to really, you know, start following your own path.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Well, tell us about this program that you developed, the Signature for Success.
Yeah. Well, what I've done when I started my own coaching is I actually started discovering a way of working. And for me, it was important to really develop an own coaching method. And because, as I said, as in the past, I've always been working with teams and leading teams. And I love working with clients. But what I love too is helping other coaches develop and to professionalize. And so for me, Signature for Success was a way to create a brand that has a way of working where we really get into depth with our clients and help them, you know, from there on clarify how they want to continue their career, either, you know, in a corporate environment or as a business owner. And so it was a way for me to kind of, you know, be part of a bigger ripple effect instead of me just working one-on-one with clients, but also, you know, helping other coaches to develop and to grow. And these are all coaches that have experience and that have life experience and that have a unique, you know, specialty in how they work. But we all work in a specific way where we really go in depth and help these clients. And so for me, it was a wonderful way in even having influence on a bigger group of people. And so I do that with Signature for Success, but also my book is a way how to be able to reach a bigger group of people with my message. And that's really what the reason I'm here, actually, not just here in your podcast, but I mean more in general. You know, I think for me, it really feels like that's the reason of my being. Mm-hmm.
You mentioned your book. Tell us about your book. What? How did that come about? And what is the overall message that you are sharing?
I started writing my book, Be Relentlessly Yourself, beginning of next year, of last year. That was 2020. So that was the beginning of the COVID pandemic. And for me, it was a very natural moment in time. And to start writing. And I've been writing blogs and columns already for many years. And so I love writing. Writing is a wonderful way for me to really tune in to myself. And it's kind of my way of yeah, meditating, as you could call it. And so it is really adding up from so many years of life experience, coaching experience, and self-reflection, especially my deep journey that I've been through myself, that I have found that being able to be at the point in time and in life where you can really be relentlessly yourself is so crucial in both your private life, in your business. And I have learned myself and also working with clients and with people and organizations is that allowing yourself to really take up space is so key. That for me, that was just, I just started writing. And sometimes I even look at the book and I reflect on it and I go like, my goodness, how did I do this? It really was something that was created out of pure inspiration. And it really is a self-help book because it helps a reader with many stories that are quite personal and really go in depth to really help you self-reflect. The other day, this lady was telling me, she said, you know, I'm reading your book and you're teaching so many things that are so insightful. And she said, but what you do in the meantime is make me think about it myself. So I'm doing it while I'm reading stories of others. I'm doing the self-reflection myself. And that's exactly what I want to offer with this book, is help people to really do that self-reflection and go into deeper layers within themselves to be able to have that feeling of fulfillment with whatever they do.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. And I believe that as being an author and being a coach, that one of the incredible benefits of being in that space is that the work that we do is that we are constantly, as we're working with our clients or as we're writing that book, it is that self-reflection that we get to look back on ourselves and look at what are some things that I've done or that I'm doing and that I can share. And also, gosh, what are some things that I want you to be doing or to accomplish that maybe I'm not doing? And then I can make those changes within myself.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And I think for me, my development in, you know, taking the step to dare to be more personal in what I've been sharing in the past in blogs and columns, my book has really been a next level in that perspective, because I've had clients that said, you know, it's so lovely because you share also some, you know, some stories about others, but also some personal stories. And it really opens up something where I do it because I love to share it, but I also would like to invite others to be able to take up their space and to open up, because we're all here to take up our space in this world, and we can all, you know, be there. And we're all, you know, I would like to see more people to be themselves and to show them who they are. And that's actually what my invitation is to everyone in this world, to mm-hmm. be able to do that.
And at what point and how did you realize that, or at what point and how did you realize the importance of being relentlessly you? And really, what does that mean to you?
Yeah. Well, I think that is something that was really born out of my personal experience in, you know, I told you before that, you know, I'm a single mom for 10 years and for me, being in relationships where I've discovered where I wasn't really allowing myself or where I was hiding behind the other person, that has really led to a point where I realized that, you know, I would liberate myself if I would allow myself to be completely myself. And it sounds extremely simple to do so, but what I see with others, and it's also been my personal experience, is that so many people think they know themselves and they think they are completely themselves, but they aren't, because you still keep on, you know, not speaking out stuff that you would like to say to either your partner or maybe a collaboration partner or, you know, maybe your boss or whatever. And I think being at a point in life where you completely free yourself from, you know, being afraid of what is going to happen if you really speak from your heart, as long as you do that with integrity and stay pure in connection with your core, there is no fear. So for me, be relentlessly yourself is kind of, you know, it is a teasing way of of saying it, but it really is to kind of, you know, I want to tickle the reader and invite them to really do it. And if you do it with a pure heart, there is no fear. There's nothing to fear for. Because if people are not, you know, responding to it in if it doesn't resonate with them, then you're probably not with the people that you're supposed to be with, or you're not, you know, working together with the people that you're supposed to be working with. So it is by being yourself and being relentlessly yourself, you can really filter out what is the right environment for you to be at, and also, you know, in every aspect in life.
Right. Thank you. Well, as we finish up here, I would like to see if you have any advice or tips that you can share with our audience.
Yes, I would love to. I think what I would like to share is that in entrepreneurship, you see so many people that are looking what others do instead of really following their own path. So I think, first of all, it is focus on your own journey and don't get too distracted about what others do. And it is great to, you know, to get some inspiration from others, but please, you know, walk your own path, because that's what it's all about. And the answer is not in the outside world. Your answer is from within. And also to be able to live the life and to run the business and to have the career that really suits you, it's important to get to know yourself at a deeper level. And part of that is also to find out what your rhythm is. What is your rhythm during the day? What is the best way? When do you thrive? When do you have your peaks, and when do you have your lows? And to listen to your body, and not in a way where you get into a burnout and you don't really feel when you have to draw the line and say no, but, you know, to really find out before you get yourself in a situation when it's too late. And so I think that these tips are really all about, you know, take time and stop running around and speeding up, but take more time to slow down, because by slowing down, it's the best way to get to know your own rhythm and to get to know yourself at a deeper level. And by doing that, you will not only serve yourself, but especially the people around you, maybe the kids that you have, the partner you have, the people you work with, the clients you have. That's the best example you can set for the rest of your environment and the world.
As our audience is listening to the advice that you're giving and the stories that you've shared, and if they have a desire to learn more, to get in touch with you, get a copy of your book, or learn more about your Signature for Success program, how would they get in touch with you?
Yes. Well, my book, Be Relentlessly Yourself, is available through the main channels like Amazon and Barnes & Noble. And I also have a translation in Dutch that is available through several channels. And my website is www.evelienvanes.com/en for the English version. And there is much information to be found. And happy to hear any questions and people that people might have.
Excellent. And Evelien Van Es is spelled EveLienVanes. So yes, that's important if they're going to find you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Well, great. It's been a pleasure having you on the show today. Thank you so much for sharing with us and for being out there and doing good in the world and being out there to change lives.
Thank you for tuning in to the Rockstar Achievers Podcast. If you're ready to reach incredible levels of success in your life, business, and career, start your journey now at www.acceleratedresults365.com or email Catherine at acceleratedresults365.com.